What up and welcome to the Beneath the Dirt podcast. I'm your host, Ron Bone. Thank you for tuning in. Episode 225 in the high. What's good, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. Hope y'all staying safe out there. Hope y'all had a good holiday. If you celebrate, even if you don't celebrate, hopefully you got to kick it with, you know, your loved ones, maybe eat a good meal and participate in the capitalism of all the sales that have gone down this weekend. But yeah, we here, we fucking live, man. We kicking it. We gonna start off the show with a little bit of stale news. And I apologize to anybody that will be disappointed by this, who tunes into the show every week, looks forward to the social media posts every day, but I will be taking the month of December off. I'm going on vacation. I'm taking the entire month off. And I'm just going to be chilling, man. Next time you'll see me will be January 2nd. Will be the return of the podcast. I'll be doing my top albums of 2022. And yeah, we're just going to take a little break, man. We're taking a little break from everything. The podcast, social media, all of it. We're blacking out for December. And I appreciate all the support that I've ever got for Beneath the Dirt, whether it's on YouTube, any of my social media pages, Instagram, Spotify, fucking Twitter, Facebook, even TikTok, even though I don't use it much. I appreciate all the support that I've ever got, straight up. I'm very thankful for everything. You know, we here, we live, man. We live, but we blacking out for December. And I will be right back. And we gonna kick it, man. We just, you know, I'm gonna be chilling. I'm sure I'll be working on shit while I'm gone behind the scenes. And again, I appreciate everybody's support. And I'm sorry again to anybody that's disappointed by this news, man. Sometimes we just got to take a break. You know what I mean? Go on vacation. And that's what the fuck I'm doing. And that's how it's going to go down. But we got new music. We got a bunch of new music to talk about this week. Let's get right into it. Straight out of the stale news and into some dope shit. And let's talk about the dopest track that dropped this week. I just found out about this song a few hours ago, and I've already bumped it a handful of times. This shit is fire. And I'm talking about Dot Strife. The song is called Pack After Pack. It's produced by Maisie666. And this shit is fire. Dot Strife be killing it. The song's only a minute and a half long. It is short as hell. But man, it gets right to the point. This track is hype as fuck. Strife got a little bit of auto-tune going on in his verses on this track. Love the hook on this shit. I think Strife and Maisie is the winning combination. His last few singles have been dope. But more specifically, one of my favorite songs this year has been Strife's Trailer Park Tears, which was also produced by Maisie. And that song has just recently got like a resurgence. I just been bumping the fuck out of that song lately. And that has Darby O'Trill on there. I think Strife and Maisie is the winning combination. And of all the up and coming artists that are coming up right now, and artists that you may not have heard of, even though we've talked about Strife on the show before, You gotta peep this dude. This dude is fucking dope. I'm really hype and excited to see what this dude has got coming in the future. Because like I said, his last few singles that he dropped, been fucking dope. And Strife's killing it. Strife killing it. He be smoking pack after pack after pack. What? Fuck out of here. God damn. This shit's fire. Definitely go peep that shit. That song is fucking dope. And then we got, speaking of Darby O'Trill, we got two new Darby O'Trill songs. We talked about it last week. Well, we here. We fucking back The first single up is Ant Covered Body on Alligator Alley, produced by Devereaux. He dropped a video for it. And this is Darby and Devereaux on their weird alternative type shit. I don't know how else to describe it. But of all the tracks that they've done with this kind of style, this might be the best one. I fucks with this one. This is a dope track. Darby O'Trill just dropping mad music. Devereaux staying fucking dropping dope shit as well. And that's not it. The second single that Darby O'Trill dropped last week, also produced by Devereaux, is called A Wound Too Deep for Stitches to Fix. Again, this dude with the song titles is out of control. Somebody calm Darby down. So go peep those two new singles, man. And he's got The Wagon dropping in a couple days. He's got the big record he keeps talking about that's being mixed right now. That'll probably drop sometime next year. So go peep them shits. Them shits is out now. And then we got new James Joyce the Squatch and Jay Reno. This one's produced by Johnny Slash. We've talked about Johnny Slash recently. He's done some shit for Jaron Benton and Demrick, those collab songs that they have put out. But James Joyce the Squatch, Jay Reno, they dropped Knife Culture. This is some more of that boom bap wicked shit that we just need right now. And that's just so very welcomed in this time. I love this boom bap wicked shit resurgence that is happening. I've talked about it on the show before. I love to hear it in this new track. Knife Culture, James Joyce, Squatch, and Jay Reno is dope. Go peep that shit, son. And then we got new Ill Bill. Ill Bill is back with, I believe, the fifth single off his upcoming album, Billy. The song is called Time to Go. And this one's produced by Gore-Tex, now known as Lord Goat, and Scott Stallone. This one is drumless, no drums on this shit, but I actually kind of dig it. You know, Griselda kind of made that style popular, and they do it a lot, especially Westside, with the beats with no drums. But Ill Bill kills it on this track, and I'm, dude, five singles in for the Billy shit. I need the full album. If I had to speculate and guess, I would say Ill Bill's new album's got to be dropping first quarter 2023. We've already got five singles for it. I would say any day now, pre-orders will go up for that bitch. So we just waiting for new Ill Bill to drop. Ill Bill, always welcomed in this house. You know what I mean? And then we got new Q-Unique. Q-Unique dropped a new track called Torch Them All, featuring Fieldy of Korn. Fieldy playing the bass on this bitch. Now, if you didn't know, Q-Unique is in a band with Fieldy called Stillwell. And it has the guitarist from POD as well. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I'll try to look it up real quick. But Q-Unique dropped his new single. Wov of POD. But yeah, this new Q-Unique shit, Q-Unique, again, he's another one that comes from that scene of the non-fictions, Jedi Mind Tricks, 7L Esoterics, that early to mid-2000s, when that underground backpack shit was really fucking coming up and taking over the underground. Q-Unique, formerly of the Arsonists, or still of the Arsonists. I don't know if they still put shit out. I don't believe they do, but Torch Them All with Fieldy. You got a little social commentary on this bitch. The beat is fire. I don't know what else to say, man. I fucks with Q-Unique. I've always liked this dude's voice and delivery. Like, this dude sounds like he's just gonna punch you in the fucking throat when he's rapping his shit. Like, I love Q-Unique shit, man. And go peep that news track. It's called Torch Them All, man. Fieldy on the bass, too. And of course, all the songs that we just talked about are available on the Beneath the Dirt Weekly Bumps playlist, available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. You could find the links for the Weekly Bumps playlist at beneathdirt.com. Beneathdirt.com is where you can find everything Beneath Dirt. Merch, social media pages, playlists, all that shit is up at beneathdirt.com. So go head over there and follow all that good shit. Stay up to date. And yeah, we here, man. We live. Now, I've been talking Cottonmouth Kings for the last 25 years, but since the podcast started, I've been talking about Cottonmouth Kings. The ups and downs, the highs, the lows, all the mysterious shit that happens, what the fuck's really, you know, all the confusion. But like I said recently, it seems like there's some sort of resurgence with Cottonmouth Kings and SRH Suburban Noise. Chucky Chuck is back on the road with D-Loc. It's just all the social media pages, if you follow them, it just seems like there's something happening behind the scenes. What? I don't know. Suburban Noise is celebrating their 25th anniversary. We've talked about that. They talked about releasing unreleased Cottonmouth Kings audio. Now, that finally came to light as to what some of it might be. There's no telling if there'll be any more after this or what. But this one almost went under the radar for me last week. Suburban Noise got the pre-order up for the first crop. This is an EP of a live performance that Cottonmouth Kings did on a radio show in San Diego back before, I think, even Stoner's Wreaking Havoc. The EP, before Royal Highness, was even recorded. The EP features 6 songs: Suburban Life, Play On, Underage Alcoholics, So High, Love Song, and Planet Budtron. Now, yes, these are all songs that are featured on Royal Highness or Hidden Stash, but these were all performed live on a radio station, and the radio DJ, who goes by the name Al Guerra, recently found a burnt CD of this performance, hooked it up with Suburban Noise, and they thought this shit sounded good enough to put out and release. They got pre-orders up right now. They got a bundle for it. Unfortunately, no CD, standalone CD option. But I'm sure they will do that at some point. They got like a hoodie bundle with a CD, and then I think a flag or a poster of some sort. And this is kind of like, remember a couple years back, D-Loc had found the cassette of the OG demos that D-Loc, Saint Dog, and Johnny Richter did, like the long lost demos the three of them did together. It was damn near the entire Royal Highness album. And D-Loc put it out, and it was very subpar quality, as to be expected, honestly. Like, I wasn't really expecting the quality to be that great with that release. It was a dope thing to hear for longtime Cottonmouth Kings listeners that were always curious of those OG demos, because they had talked about them forever. So in a sense, this first crop CD with these 6 songs is almost like another demo CD. Because Underage Alcoholics is the original version of Bong Token Alcoholics, which was also featured on that OG demo CD that Loke put out a couple years back. But this was performed live on a radio station, and that's why. And in the description on Suburban Noise's website, they talk about how, you know, this was recorded before Royal Highness and all that shit. So technically some more demos we're getting right here. And they're saying this is the best quality version of Underage Alcoholics that'll ever be released. Which is dope. Because like I said, the Underage Alcoholics one is on the OG demo CD that Loke put out. But the quality left much to be desired. And yeah, man, it's just another dope look into the past of Cottonmouth Kings. You know, this is... And this... Another thing, this was after the OG demos, before Raw Highness. And in that time, Richter had left the group. This was when Richter was no longer in the group. It was just Loke, Saint, Daddy X. I don't even know if Bobby B, Pakalika, Lou Dog were even in the group at that point yet. But I like to see it. I like to see more Cottonmouth Kings shit being put out through Suburban Noise. Also, another thing that it gets me thinking is, you know, Cottonmouth Kings is the name Cottonmouth Kings is supposedly or, you know, allegedly owned 50-50 by Daddy X and D-Loke. Unless that got signed, you know, that's what's been said or speculated. This makes me speculate and think that is Daddy X back in the picture, actually working with Suburban Noise? You know, I see D-Loke commenting on the Suburban Noise social media pages. He's got to be working with them. And even after all the bullshit that happened with the fallout with Cottonmouth Kings and Suburban Noise, it just seems right to be back on Sub Noise. Like, I feel like everything will be taken care of when it's gone through Suburban Noise. Like, the business will be on the up and up and all this shit. I'm excited to hear these, you know, another batch of essentially what are demos from Cottonmouth Kings, D-Loke, Saint, Daddy X. These were performed live on the radio, too. That's the wild part. They were performed live. So it's like all one take shit. This isn't like go in, record a verse, you fuck up a line, go back in, do it again. This shit was all recorded live. So I'm curious to hear how this shit sounds. Suburban Noise did post a couple clips of the Underage Alcoholics song. I found one on YouTube. It's how I found out about this release. I think there's a couple clips that they posted up on their Instagram page, maybe Facebook. I don't know. I primarily fuck with Instagram the most and Twitter out of all the social media pages. But I did see it up on Instagram. So yeah. New Cottonmouth King, a new batch of Cottonmouth Kings demos are coming out. It's called The First Crop. Pre-orders are up now. It's $75, but if you want to wait, I'm sure they'll put up a CD only option at some point. They always do. They always start out with the bundles first. And then the CD option eventually becomes available. So yeah, man. New old KMK coming our way. Be on the lookout for that shit. No word if it'll hit streaming. I doubt it'll hit streaming. We'll see. Only because some of those songs, you know, were released on Capitol Records. Like, probably be hard to clear that shit, but if you go underground rogue style and just drop that bitch on a CD, Capitol Records is even still a fucking thing, won't even fucking notice. But yeah. And then we got new Twisted dates. Twisted, they're hitting the road this week on the Certified Psychos Leg 2 with Cody Manson, Twisted, Blaze, and ABK. And they announced two new dates for the Certified Psychos tour. First up, we got the Hartford, Connecticut date, Friday, December 9th at the Webster Theater. If you feel like dying, make your way down to Hartford. if you feel like you want to feel like you're going to die, just forget it. Hartford's a sketchy fucking place. Let's just leave it at that. And then they announced a Dayton, Ohio date at Odd Bodies, Monday, December 5th. Actually, yeah, December 5th. Odd Bodies, Dayton, Ohio. Two new dates for the Certified Psychos tour. Going the fuck down, man. And they're going out from December 2nd to the 20th. Almost 3 weeks. Right headed into the fucking holiday season. I mean, we're balls deep in the holiday season at this point. But yeah. It's going the fuck down. Twisted Blaze, ABK. Special guest Cody Manson. Leg 2 of the Certified Psychos tour. The first leg was so fucking popular, they had to bring it back once again. Very fucking dope. Now, we've talked about it on the show before. Twisted is doing a show December 17th in Ocala, Florida at O'Malley's Alley, which is the Spookala Horrorcon. And it's Twisted only. Well, Blaze and ABK, they ain't got shit else to do. Same with Cody Manson. So on December 18th in Ocala, Florida, same town, they're doing a up-and-close personal pop-up show. Limited to 80 people. Doors at 7 p.m. It's a 21-plus show. So if you're under 21, you're assed out. Assed the fuck out. But Blaze, ABK, and Cody Manson are going to be throwing it down December 18th at the Mutiny in Ocala, Florida. 80 people? That's a small room. That's a small fucking room. That's like, I'm trying to think, what is it called? Sonya in Boston? I think that's what it's called. That's where I saw the Axemis show when Zool did it in Boston. That was a tiny fucking room. But they had that motherfucker. They had a bunch of people in that bitch. And that, I think that room holds like 130. So this only holds 180. That's 50 less people. That room is small as fuck. That's going to be dope. So no matter where you are in that motherfucker, you're going to be close as shit to the stage. 80 people? God damn, that's a fucking small ass show. But that's dope as shit. So you got Twisted in Ocala, Florida, December 17th. And then the next day, you got Blaze and ABK throwing it the fuck down. So that's it. Like, the shows don't even conflict with each other. They did it the next day. So for the people in fucking, I mean, granted, Twisted's doing Orlando, Florida. I don't know how close Orlando and Ocala are. Florida's a big-ass fucking state. It'd take you hours to get from the bottom of Florida to the top of that motherfucker. So, yeah. Twisted, Blaze, ABK, Certified Psychos, leg 2. Going the fuck down, son. Starting this fucking Friday, actually. Yeah. Dope shit. And speaking of Twisted, you know, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, all the sales that have gone down this past Friday, M&E store got their own sale going on. Of course, if you spend a certain amount of money, you get bonus merch thrown in with that bitch. Ouija Mac got a fucking sale going on this past weekend. Same with Mob Style. I saw Low Key with a sale. Bunch of motherfuckers with sales. Some are still going through today, Monday. You know, this episode drops the 28th. It's Monday, Cyber Monday. Maybe there's Cyber Monday sales going on at this point, but yeah. Keep your fucking eyes peeled for sales. You get bonus merch, all that shit. You know, the one thing this past Friday, new music wise, that we didn't get a new Twisted project. Monoxide had said it on live streams. They said it at the Silver Scream Con during their panel. Monoxide said that they were dropping a rap album on Black Friday. I believe it's been said in other interviews as well. Black Friday came and went. And no new Twisted project is available anywhere. Unless it's another one of those things where you buy merch on the website and then you get a bonus CD. I guess time will tell once people start getting their shit. That's what they did last year. And then that EP ended up just being leftover ESN songs. But we'll see. You know, no word on if and when this project will actually come out. You know, we never got... I mean, if it's been said in interviews and the panel and shit, that's an official word. It wasn't promoted through their social media pages or anything like that. So, yeah. Technically not officially. Talked about or promoted, but no new Twisted. Also, no new Violent J, Black Sunday project. The first two singles were given away at Hollowicked last month. The Violent J project, I get it. When it was first announced, you know, it was before the news that Lainey had passed. And I had said on the podcast that if this dude dropped two singles for the album and is saying it's dropping on Black Friday, because of the two singles that we just got unexpectedly, this album's done. This album's done in the bag. It will drop on Black Friday. Now, with Lainey's passing, Violent J's post about Lainey, which we talked about on the show as well, I understand if the album got pushed back, right? Because it's not up on streaming. It's not available for purchase as of right now. So it's understandable. Like, not going to sit here and be like, yo, you know, whatever. I get it. And it is what it is. I still think it's done based off getting the two singles right off rip. I think it's done, and we're still going to get it, just like Woe the Weeping Weirdo. You know, there was speculation from a merch guy that heard from a guy, from another guy that was passed down to another guy that the album would be dropping in a couple weeks. But because of the events that have taken place, I think everything's being pushed back a little bit, and I'm just going to give the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to be an asshole about it. It just is what it is. You know, if you want to be an asshole about it, go for it, because you're a fucking asshole anyway. So, yeah. fucking assholes, man. But, yeah. No new J project, like, that was supposed to come out, and no new Twisted project. It's unfortunate, but, you know, is what it is, man. And it's the first time that I can recall in recent history where Twisted said some shit was going to come out, and it didn't come out. Go back to the early pandemic when they said Mad Season. Monoxide kept hyping Mad Season. Hype Mad Season's going to drop on this day. And it did. And that album had little to no promotion. Same with Revelation. That shit dropped when they said it was going to drop. Everything they say when it's going to drop, it's going to drop. So this is the first time where they've said something and it didn't come to fruition. Is what it is. I'm sure, you know, it'll probably come out at some point. Who the fuck knows? Maybe the album wasn't done, whatever. I guess we'll find out why or when it will actually drop. But let's get back to some more news. Buckshot technically dropped a new single last week. The new single is the first single off the Horde album with ABK. ABK, what the fuck am I saying? Here we go and reporting fake news and shit, right? This is the first single, Buckshot, Boondocks, off the Horde album. It's called Grimace. And the only way to get it is through the Mob Style shop, as of right now. You know, it'll hit streaming. Knowing Buckshot and the, you know, what he does the physical first, streaming later. And I like it. I like that strategy. That strategy is a good one. And I fucks with it. So, The Horde did technically drop their first single. It's just not up on streaming yet. You have to get it through the Mob Style shop. And then going back to Violent J, ICP. The TV show, the Netflix show, Inside Job Part 2, I believe is out now, and Insane Clown Posse are on the show. I don't know what episode. I don't know if this is a I don't have Netflix. I just don't. I haven't had Netflix in a long time. I barely watch TV. If it's not on YouTube, I don't watch it. But I would like to see this at some point. It's an animated show called Inside Job Part 2. Insane Clown Posse will be on a new episode. And yeah, I believe that this was talked about in interviews and shit in the past. So it's dope to see it actually come to light and actually be a thing. Pretty fucking dope, man. When anybody in the scene gets love like this, especially ICP. Love that shit, man. Super dope. And speaking of fake news, last week I was dropping fake news left and right. Not really, but yeah. X-Rated, he's dropping his single. It's not the album, it's the single, Kal-El, this Friday, December 2nd. Last week I had reported that it was the album. And people were like, when Strange Music announces an album, pre-orders go up at the same time. Where's the pre-orders? And I just misunderstood that this was a single. Like, they didn't come out and say that it was a single. They didn't say it was the album. In retrospect, I should have known better that it was a single, because they would have hyped it as the album, if anything. So, X-Rated's new single, Kal-El, drops this Friday. It's another single, not the album yet. The album is coming, though. Obviously, if you're dropping singles, the album's coming. And speaking of new singles, Kung Fu Vampire, he's dropping his new single, Torment, with Triz this Friday. We got the official artwork right here for it. He dropped... Yeah, I actually had a contest for the artwork where people did a lot of, you know, did submissions for the artwork. And yeah, we got the official artwork. He picked a winner, and the new album, I mean, the new single, here we go. The new single is dropping this Friday featuring Triz. Triz being staying busy as fuck. Still waiting for that Triz and Kung Fu, Triz and Ouija Mac project that's supposed to be dropping. I'm sitting here trying to multitask like a motherfucker, and it ain't working out for me. But yeah, Triz, Kung Fu Vampire dropping this Friday. Also dropping this Friday, Low Key is dropping his new single, The Box, off his upcoming album, Portraits of Horror. This is, I believe, will be the third single from Low Key off his upcoming album, which is entirely produced by Mike Seven Summers. I'm hyped to hear this shit, man. Always hyped to hear new Low Key. This new wicked shit Low Key that's been dropping has been fucking fire, and I'm excited to hear it. And then, of course, with Low Key dropping on Friday, also Batty Bat is dropping her new single, Paparazzi, this Friday. Also will be her third single off her upcoming album. And the first two singles that she dropped for her new album that's coming out have been really fucking good. And I'm excited to hear the new shit from Batty Bat. So her new single, Paparazzi, drops this Friday. And then to round out for this Friday's releases, this upcoming Friday is December 2nd. Madchild, Obnoxious, officially dropping their album, at least according to the Suburban Noise Records website. Mobsters and Monsters is dropping December 2nd. Madchild, Obnoxious, finally. Features on here with Sick Jack and Henry AZ. And Ouija Mac, I can't confirm nor deny that I've heard the album, but the album is fire, son. The album is fire. Madchild back on his shit. And Obnoxious, killing it as well. So this Friday, Mobsters and Monsters from Madchild and Obnoxious is dropping. So go peep all them shits this Friday. More shit to look forward to in the future. G-Mo Ski teasing that his upcoming album, Huckleberry Filth, will feature 19 songs. 19 of them things, he says. He posted up a screenshot of, I'm not even sure what, but he circled it. Huckleberry Filth, 19 tracks. Apparently, he's working on it right now. This will be the follow-up to The Filth Element, which was a dope album. If you haven't heard The Filth Element from G-Mo Ski, you're fucking up. You like that boom bap shit? Off-the-wall rhymes, just saying crazy shit? G-Mo Ski is that dude to go to for that shit. So Huckleberry Filth is the name of the new album from G-Mo. 19 songs will be on it. No release date as of yet. Like I said, he's working on it at this time. So yeah. Some more shit to look forward to. Crossworm and Samson Samson have joined up to form a new group called Bodies Below Sea Level. I fucks with Crossworm heavy, man. And he's saying this is just going to be a blend of a whole bunch of different styles. And I'm looking forward to it. Samson Samson, his project, The Witch, that just dropped recently, within the last month or two, was a dope listen. And it was, you know, you don't hear people rapping on Crossworm's beats like that. But his album was called The Witch Hunt. I'm sorry, Samson Samson, Witch Hunt, which dropped in October. But they're forming up. They're joining up to form a new group called Bodies Below Sea Level. And I'm hyped for that shit, man. Straight the fuck up. Love me some Crossworm. I look forward to hearing more Samson Samson and hear how that dude progresses with dirtcore music and having Crossworm produce for him and all that shit, man. Just as a reminder, the month of December, I'm out. I'm on vacation. I'm not going to be on no new episodes, no social media, regardless of what happens. And we up out of here, man. I appreciate all the support and love. I'm sorry to anybody that's disappointed, but we'll be back, man. January 2nd, we'll be back for the new year talking about the albums, the top albums of 2022. That's what you got to look forward to. And I'm Ron Bone of the Beneath the Dirt Podcast. And until next time, I'm out. Peace.